Amanda Horahan, as we heard, is overweight and has had a really hard time finding doctors who she says understand her and her issues. All they see, she says, is her weight. So if medical professionals truly want to help overweight Americans, Amanda told Mary Harris, they need a different approach altogether based on her experience.
I was very active as a child. I played a lot of softball, and I didn't think I was that fat. And then I think right when I hit puberty is when I started feeling like I was not like the rest of all the other girls. All my other friends were much thinner, and I had bigger thighs, and I thought that maybe there was something wrong with me.
How common was it for doctors to comment on how you looked?
Well, there was one instance, and it is very common, and I know it's not just me. There was one instance where I'd gone into urgent care for an ear infection, and I ended up getting talked to about my weight, and pretty much they dismissed me. And 2 days later, on vacation with my family, my grandmother took me to the ER, and I ended up having cellulitis in my ear, and I was on a morphine drip. So not being taken seriously is a major, I don't even know how to say, it's just, I want to be taken seriously no matter what my weight.
What are some of the things that your doctors blamed on your weight?
Like I said, ear infections, my knees, they sounded, when I had the issue, they sounded like pop rocks when I was walking down the stairs. I have had colds where in college I would go into the infirmary and they would say, well, do you think maybe you should lose a little weight? Do you think that might help? Are you kidding me?
Why do you think it was so pervasive that doctors would just bring this up whenever they saw you?
I think it's the whole war on obesity. I think that the whole war on obesity is a war on people, essentially. Like I said earlier, it's not weight that equals health. It's the whole BMI system, I think, is very outdated. I personally am about 285, give or take, and I have done a marathon walking. I've tried to complete a Tough Ruck, which is 26.2 miles with 30 pounds on my back. I'm very active, but I'm obese.
So did you ever try to lose weight?
Absolutely. When I was a little bit younger than I am now, I ended up having an eating disorder of anorexia bulimia, trying to lose weight. We had a Biggest Loser competition at the office that I used to work at, and I'm a very competitive person, and I ended up eating very little and working out too much, and I ended up in therapy, and I had to go through a lot of self-exploration, dealing with, you know what, if I'm going to be this weight, then I need to love my body.
Did you ever try to tell a doctor how it made you feel?
Yeah. My new doctor now that I see, his practice is fairly open to the idea of body positivity, but it took me a lot to get him there. At that time, I was reading a couple bloggers that are fat activists, and I thought, you know what, I should take my health into my own hands. And I ended up using one of the bloggers. They had a to-do list almost on how to go to your doctor and explain, not being confrontational, but explaining where I'm coming from in a way that they would understand. So I went to the doctor for a physical and I said, listen, I was wondering if we could take 10 minutes just to talk about how I feel about this. I mentioned what Healthy at Every Size was, that being my weight and being active, that, you know, look at my blood pressure, you know, look at my blood work, you know, everything is positive. My cholesterol level is perfect. If the only thing that I have against me is my weight, I think I'm doing a pretty good job. And he was extremely receptive. But I would also mention it took me a long time to find this particular doctor. I've gone through a lot of different doctors, and finding the one that was just perfect for me was very hard. I mean, that took a few years.
You know, what's funny listening to you is that I'm sure all of your doctors thought that they were just being helpful.
Yeah. Oh, no, I would agree. But they weren't putting themselves in my shoes. They were probably just thinking of the end game. Like, well, you know, she'll lose weight. You know, I'm going to keep on telling her to lose weight, and I'm going to not necessarily shove it down her throat, but, you know, maybe I can tell her you could get these shakes and you can lose weight. Well, I didn't come in here for a lecture on, you know, why I should lose weight.
Is there a better way for them to express what they're trying to tell you?
I would say not being distant. I know it's very hard these days, especially that we don't have a lot of doctors, and doctors have a lot of patients to see every day, but taking a moment and becoming familiar with your patient, knowing that he's actually listening to me, that he's, you know, being friendly, I think that would help.
Do you still worry about your weight impacting your health?
In the long run, no. I think that being active in the way that I am, I'm certainly not going to change that. I just signed up for 3 5Ks, and I think I'm crazy. And I'm going to stay the way that I am.
Amanda, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
Amanda Horahan is a payroll coordinator at Fresenius Medical Care, North America, in Waltham, Massachusetts.
My name is Arslan, and I'm calling from Chicago. I used to be overweight, and people would talk about me as if I was just another fat guy. But then I lost weight, and suddenly people started talking to me more and more, and my personality came in the limelight. I was Arslan, which is my name, not that fat guy anymore.
Hello, this is Victoria from Minneapolis. I lost 80 pounds 3 years ago and have kept it off, and I think it's more about how I've treated myself than how others treated me. It's better.
We want to hear from you. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE to tell us your story. Tweet us. We're at The Takeaway, and we'll be exploring this topic all week. And if you're interested and live in the New York metro area, we encourage you to come and be an audience member in the WNYC Green Space for The Other F Word, The Politics of Being Fat in America. The event is being moderated by feminist writer Lindy West with guests Ashley Tipton, the winner of the Project Runway Season 14. It's going to be an open and honest conversation with lots of very interesting people about being overweight in America. Go to our website at thetakeaway.org to find tickets, or look for us on Twitter. We'll have the link to the tickets page pinned to the top of our account. And that's all for us today. Thanks, as always, for listening and for being a part of this conversation. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.